Howdy, folks. Welcome to an edition of the Dogcast. I am Ken the Ken Dog Jackman, and you are here on DogsMovieHouse.com, the home of everything you need for your movie-going experience. Today we're going to hit up on Independence Day Resurgence, and, you know, my big issue with movies like this happened to be about timing. In 1996, Roland Emmerich and Dean Devlin made a star out of Will Smith, blew up the White House, and it was all so fresh, so brand new. I mean, it was fantastic. But 20 years and lots of CGI upgrades and really, really good movies that happened to, you know, invade the landscape. You're talking about the superhero movie boom. You're talking about The Lord of the Rings. You're talking about the reinventions of Star Wars. Even Star Trek getting their day in the sun. And I don't know whether or not they mistook the market or whether or not nostalgia plays a role in this, but for whatever reason, I don't think audiences were clamoring to see a sequel to Independence Day this far out. Now that said, this particular movie, although lacking in the star-making traits that made Will Smith such a magnetic hero, and lacking that first half really, really good set of suspense. The original Independence Day did a really good job of setting things up, but after the initial attack, the movie goes to pieces. People seem to forget that in their rush to nostalgia. It is a bad movie from about the halfway point on. Will Smith knocking out an alien, an armored alien, with his bare hand just for a punchline. Welcome to Earth. Oh, come on now. Randy Quaid's character, one of the more ridiculous characters ever put on screen. Comic relief for 90% of the time, and then you're called upon to shed tears for him as he sacrifices himself to save the world. And, of course, the wonderful computer virus that Jeff Goldblum uploads to a technologically superior species makes me wonder whether or not the aliens could afford good virus protection. None of that's explained. And yet, people went along for the ride because it was something people hadn't seen before. And to this day, although it doesn't hold up quite as well, it's still an entertaining bit of fluff. And on that note, Emmerich and his crew succeed in Independence Day Resurgence. It doesn't have any of the suspense or really any of the character building that marked the first film. But what it does have is a fairly engaging story. As a matter of fact, by the end of the film, I won't give any spoilers away, but you're going to really, really enjoy the ideas of where this particular film can go. And the special effects, of course, are better, but there's nothing that just says, amazing, that's what 20 years will do for you. The good news is that there's not nearly as many stupid plot devices in this particular film that plagued the original. Nothing like Randy Quaid, nothing like the computer virus. Nothing like somebody hitting an armored alien with their bare hand, although they do a nice callback to that with actually fairly predictable results. The acting is okay. They don't really seem to serve any sort of emotional arc. All the characters are there just to push the story forward, so if you're expecting to find any emotional attachments to any of these guys, good luck. Goldblum is there. He does pretty good work. Bill Pullman probably comes off best as the former president who has a connection with these guys. Also, Judd Hirsch is back with the stereotypical Jewish father. He doesn't look like he's aged a day in 20 years, by the way. The new guys, you've got Liam Hemsworth and Jesse Usher. Jesse Usher plays the son of Will Smith's character, who died in a training accident in the last 20 years. But by and large, these characters kind of come and go. They don't really grab at any sort of heartstrings or give you any sort of I don't know, something to hang on to. The spectacle might be enough. The story beats are okay. And it's comparable to the first film. It's a little more consistent than the first film. It just doesn't vary in quality from half to half like the original film did. So, I'm giving this sucker 3.5 out of 4 on my Barkometer. And, I'm sorry, 3.5 out of 5 on my Barkometer. And it's a good matinee. Good time waster. If you haven't seen anything that's superior, like the Star Wars, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, you name it, then this is a good entry-level science fiction escapist fantasy to get your to cut your teeth on. Otherwise, if you're looking for something that's, you know, something to transport you, this probably isn't the film for you. But it's an agreeable time waster. Anyway, that's it for this version of the Dogcast. Stay tuned to the next version of the Dogcast, when I will talk about the Blake Lively film, otherwise known as The Shallows. Does it compare to Jaws? Well, come on, of course not. But will I let you know whether or not it's worth actually spending your money on? Stay tuned and find out.